you, sir. Tell me what to do. I'll try at least to do it.
Fetch me now, Jane, a glass of wine from the dining-room. They will be at supper there. And tell me if Mason is with them, and what he's doing. I went. I found all the party in the dining-room at supper, as Mr. Rochester had said. They were not seated at table. The supper was arranged on the sideboard. Each had taken what he chose, and they stood about here and there in groups, their plates and glasses in their hands. Everyone seemed in high glee. Laughter and conversation were general and animated. Mr. Mason stood near the fire, talking to Colonel and Mrs. Dent, and appeared as merry as any of them. I filled a wine-glass. I saw Miss Ingram watch me frowningly as I did so. She thought I was taking a liberty, I dare say, and I returned to the library. Mr. Rochester's extreme pallor had disappeared, and he looked once more firm and stern. He took the glass from my hand. "Here's to your health, ministrant spirit," he said. He swallowed the contents and returned it to me. "What are they doing, Jane?"
"Laughing and talking, sir."
"They don't look grave and mysterious, as if they had heard something strange."
"Not at all. They're full of jests and gaiety."
"And Mason?"
"He was laughing, too."
"If all those people came in a body and spat at me, what would you do, Jane?"